about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Welcome to another Your Harrogate Podcast. I'm Elisa Hilton, and you can catch me on Your Harrogate Radio every weekday between 2 and 6. Now, normally at the end of the week, we focus on local football, and we're going to do that. But because this is released on International Women's Day, it's all about the ladies. For me, International Women's Day is a day to celebrate women. And today I'll be writing a card to my daughter, Lily, telling her how proud I am of her and that she should have big dreams as one day she'll change the world. Anything is possible if you have your female friends, your allies, and your supporters. To our podcast. It's time to feature women from our local teams, starting with Harrogate Town Ladies Club captain Ella Williams. She's been speaking to Pete Edgerton. Your
Harrogate. Now, first of all, Ella, International Women's Day, what does it mean to you? And are there any inspirational women who along the way have inspired you?
International Women's Day is such an important day, obviously. In all aspects of life, there's so many amazing and inspirational women who have done and are doing brilliant things for women all around the globe. But I think particularly within sport, it's such an important thing that we celebrate. If you look at women's football over the last few years, the growth has just been exponential. So International Women's Day just gives us another opportunity to celebrate that, get more people involved and raise awareness, obviously, of women's sport in general and how brilliant it is, and also celebrate the people that helped get it there. In terms of role models, growing up, I never really had any specific sort of female role models as such. I think I've been quite lucky to just be surrounded by amazing women throughout my life. But within football, I think there's some brilliant women who have sort of been the trailblazers in sport and making women's football what it is. So the likes of, you know, Sue Campbell, Kelly Simmons, those sort of people, both on and off the pitch, made such a huge difference. And they're the sort of people that I look up to at the moment. Yeah.
And how does it make you feel, Ella, when you're playing matches for Harrogate Town and you've got young girls from and boys coming from around the area and they're looking up to you as a player and you're inspiring them to maybe get into the sport or just give them that confidence that actually they can go and express themselves, they can go and do whatever they choose to do?
I suppose it's kind of weird when you say it like that, because to me, I'm just, you know, going to football and playing and training as I kind of have done since I was quite young. So to me, that's just like normal part of my life too. So to think that people are sort of looking up to myself and also my teammates is really quite a cool feeling, and it's really lovely. We recently, a few months ago, did some stuff with the local girls team, a few of the players, and it was just really like quite exciting, to be honest, to see how they looked up to us as players. And it really made me realize that that's what I probably lacked as a young child. Didn't really see, I mean, obviously there were, you know, the Lionesses and stuff back in the day still, but there weren't actually that many women and girls represented in football. So yeah, it's really, really cool. And hopefully that the whole team and whatever they're doing, I know a lot of them do coaching and officiating alongside playing. Hopefully they're inspiring all of the young people that they meet.
Do you think it's getting better? What you just mentioned there, that obviously growing up, you didn't necessarily have that opportunity. It has clearly been spurred on by the success of the Lionesses when we talk about ladies football, but how much room is there for the sport to grow and for opportunities for young ladies to grow too?
Oh, I think the possibilities are limitless, really, for women's football. I think it can just continue to grow and grow. And I think that's what's so great about it. I don't think it'll necessarily even be limited by where the men's game is at as well. I think it's its own thing and it will grow within that. I'm pretty sure women's football is the largest participation sport for young girls, I think. I might be wrong there, but I think that's just incredible that we're there, and naturally due to the huge success of the Lionesses, but also just in all sort of areas of football. It's not just at the very elite level. There are women getting into all sorts of roles, and I think that is really what's inspiring young girls, but also young boys, that, you know, got to see it to be able to believe it, I think, is what people say a lot. And it is just absolutely brilliant that young people will have those role models and people to look up to and to aspire to be like, that we probably didn't have back in the day. So yeah, I think the opportunities for women's football and women's sport more generally are just honestly limitless. I think we're about to see a period of huge growth, and it's definitely very exciting.
I think it could be mega exciting too. I don't know if you heard this week, but there's a potential bid being put together to host the Women's World Cup in the future on these shores, which would just be superb.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. Yeah, that would be absolutely amazing. I mean, the Euros, of course, was huge. But I think before the tournament, when we hosted it here in 2022, I don't think that many people outside of, you know, the women's football sort of circle and people who had that as interest sort of knew necessarily that it was happening. And I think by the end of the tournament, you could not know it was happening. But a World Cup would just absolutely skyrocket sort of what the Euros did, to be honest. I mean, if you see the impact that it has had in Australia since the summer, Australia and New Zealand, it's been amazing. And I think a World Cup in the UK would be amazing. It'd be so much fun as well. It would be so cool.
It would, definitely. Now, on to Harrogate Town. How's the season been so far? How would you sum it up?
Oh, how would I sum up this season? I would say this season has been testing. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I think that sounds quite negative. But I think this has been a season of learning for the team. The team is very, very largely changed from last season. So we started in pre-season and then in starting the season in September as a group of women who hadn't played together ever before or for very long at all. So it's definitely been a huge learning curve this season. We've had a real mixture of results. Since Christmas, we've really turned things around, to be honest. And I think if anyone has ever come down to any of our games, I think you can really see the spirit in the team is immense. And that's what's been so, so pivotal in turning our season around. And I think that it's a really young team and there's so much potential for growth there. So it's been an interesting season, but definitely a good one.
So the future looking good. It's picking up. I mean, what would you like to see happen for the rest of the season and going forward as well?
I think for the rest of the season, our main goal is to really get the points on the board in the games that count. So when we're training, we are really, really focusing on those few games that we've still got left and making the most out of those. But I think more than anything, we're here to prove that we're here to stay and that the team is really, really quality and that it's just a young team and we've still got work to do. But give a few seasons, it'll be a really, really strong side and hopefully sort of pushing for promotion and those sorts of things. But for the rest of the season, yeah, it's just about getting through those final few fixtures and making them really count.
Well, well done on all the work that you and the team have put in so far and everybody at the club. If people want to come and watch you, the home matches, they're always at Rossett, aren't they?
We are away this weekend. We're away to Spennymoor, but normally when we're at home, yeah, Rossett Sports Centre at 2 p.m.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
Right, so my name is Emily Crispin. I'm currently club captain at Knaresborough Town Women's. I'm a central midfielder, but I'm currently playing basically all over the place. More of a centre-back role at the minute with the injuries that are going on.
Have you got a preferred role?
I would say attacking midfielder. That is my much preferred role. Yeah. Completely, yeah.
But you got to do where the gaffer puts you when injuries are there. Now we kept track of you all last year. What a season it was. An amazing first season for the team and then a step up a couple of divisions. But it seems to be, certainly on paper, that you've settled in incredibly well. Is it as good as things appear?
I would say so, yeah. I think we've adapted quite well, even though there's been a challenge with the new teams that are involved. Obviously, we went up with Bradford last season, so we had them there, quite a good rivalry that we already had in place. So facing them again this season and winning both fixtures, I think basically established us back in the league as one of the favourites again. It was just, I think, a few testers like Wortley, things like that, that we've never really played against. A little bit more feistier this season, I think, which is really, I think, been more beneficial for us, having that challenge and having that scaredness of, oh, it might be like a 1-0 or a 2-1 like the game last week. It allows you to almost have those difficulties and then see what you can actually progress and achieve.
Can it get quite feisty? Because it seems to be, certainly when, you know, if I sit down and let's say watch a Lioness match on the TV, watch England in action, it just seems to be more friendly than the guys game. Is it like that at grassroots level too?
I would say I completely agree with you in that sense. I think there's not as much, not maliciousness, but like no one wants to go in for a tackle and hurt someone. Like I think some of the men's games, some of them want to hurt each other. I think it's more of the little bit of the tiffs on the like talking to each other wise that I don't think you'd hear. So you wouldn't hear the little comments on the pitch. It's more so that rather than any sort of roughness with bad tackles or anything like that. It's more the feistiness of if it's a high-pressure game, you're at each other, you're like giving each other little digs or little comments more so than anything else.
It's because ladies are more intelligent, Emily. That's why. You've got your head screwed on. You don't go cursing the ref or you just know where to leave it alone. What about yourself? How long have you actually been involved in the game and where were you before Knaresborough Town?
So I've probably been playing since we're about 6 years old, starting at primary school, obviously playing for boys' teams in primary school in Leeds. Before Knaresborough Town, I was at Harrogate Town for 3 years. And then I came from a West Riding team called Tingley Athletic, who I don't think they've got a women's team at the minute, open age wise. But they were quite established in the West Riding for a long time. And then Wigton Moor were my first ever club. Leeds based, and then moved up to, from friends at college, moved up to Harrogate.
Is it still very much, you mentioned there obviously being, as a young girl, obviously playing in a mixed team with the boys. Yeah. We've been lucky enough to speak to Rachel Daly, you know, and that's how it started out for her. Is it changing at all?
I would say it's definitely improving in the sense of there's more younger girls, full clubs, like just for girls on their own. But I can remember when I was at school, even at high school, we didn't have any sort of women's football whatsoever. So I could only play football outside of school. Even in PE, like the teachers would choose to do netball or, do you know, something that the teacher was more more knowledgeable with rather than women's football. But like seeing academies and all the PDCs that are becoming a much bigger rife thing for women's football, I think it allows the girls to actually have their own squad and just show that more girls can get involved. Because with the younger teams, I think being involved with the boys too, it allows girls to develop a little bit quicker, because obviously we hit that peak and the growth spurt much quicker. So I think it allows them to just develop a little bit, even getting involved with the boys. But I think you see both nowadays, I think, with the PDCs that are happening, definitely, for women's football.
And I mean, with regards to Knaresborough Town, what do you love about this particular squad that you're involved in at the moment and the whole setup?
Everything, to be honest. I think the girls, you normally have the squads, like most teams that I've been in prior, you have little groups with individuals, whereas our squad at Knaresborough, I think everyone gets on. And I think even with the manager, like with Mike, we can approach Mike open-heartedly, like any problems. It's not like we feel refrained from approaching him, and any little things that happen, the team to get sorted very, very quickly. And then I wouldn't expect, obviously, grassroots level, but the amount of coaching that we've got at the minute, we've got GPS, we've got strength and conditioning, which you just don't see at this level. So I think it's been fantastic for the younger girls to develop, especially in this setting too.
Ultimately, promotion has to be the goal.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, number one is always, I think, what are you playing for if you don't want to be top? So I think, yeah, number one, even from the get-go, we didn't know what we were walking into, bumping up two leagues, but I think you always want to be up there. You want to be top spot, no matter what. So promotion is definitely the number one goal this season.
And would you be allowed to, I know it's all down to appeals and discussions with the FA, but would you be allowed to jump up further, or do you think that would be too far? You'd just go up that one step?
I was discussing this with Mike. I think we'll be very lucky to bump up to like last season. I think the only reason that that happened was because of the restructure further down, with all the new clubs being obviously made from how well the Euros did, the success of that. It just depends on, because I know that the restructuring up top as well. So it completely depends, I think, with, do you know, the structure and things like that, if we're allowed to then be bumped up to. But hopefully we can show to the FA how well we've done, that we deserve that spot, do you know, to go up further.
Absolutely. I think it's a fantastic setup, and long may it continue. Just a buzz around the place. It always seems really, really good whenever I speak to players, or when I speak to Mike and to Jed as well. It's really good. Finally, Emily, International Women's Day. As a young lady involved in the game, but not just about women's football, about ladies across the globe, what does it mean to you?
I would say International Women's Day means to me just being proud of how far we've come, not just in sport, but in general. Being proud of being a woman and being able to compete, being able to match different sports, things like that. I think it just allows women, especially in different areas, cultural, sport, anything like that, to be recognised for their achievements and just basically be celebrated on that day, be celebrated on what we can achieve and what there is to achieve in the future also.
Hi, my name is Claire Wills. I play for Boroughbridge Ladies and I normally play right back, but occasionally I do go in goal as well.
International Women's Day, Claire. What does such a day mean to you?
Oh, yeah, it means a lot. You know, I think women have come a long way in football recently and it's good that we can celebrate the day together, yeah.
And Boroughbridge Ladies in the West Riding Second Division, same as Knaresborough.
Yeah.
Mid-table, so, I mean, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going good. We've had quite a lot of matches cancelled last few weeks with obviously all the rain and everything. So everything's been put back. So obviously the season's going to be a bit longer this time, I think. Yeah, so I suppose it's nice to have a day with the family, but it's good to be out there on the pitch, yeah.
And how long have you actually been involved in the game?
Well, it was formed, I started when it was formed, Boroughbridge Ladies, and that was 2014.
Right, OK. And how have you seen it grown and develop since then?
Yeah, so it's gone from obviously a few of us who were just met up originally just to have a bit of a kick about and obviously then getting into the league and getting to full matches, yeah.
Have you seen a real increase in interest since the major tournaments and since the prominence of the Lionesses?
Yeah, we have, yeah. So obviously I went to see the Lionesses win at the Euros at Wembley. So a few of us from the football went down there to see that. And then since then, obviously, yeah, it's a lot of the younger ones have started to play for us as well now, yeah. So
what was that like?
Oh, that was absolutely amazing, yeah. So I took my lad who was, I think he was five at the time, four or five, and he absolutely loved it, yeah. It was the atmosphere was absolutely amazing, yeah.
All about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
Hi, my name's Paige Swales. I am the Harrogate Railway Ladies First Team captain. I played centre midfield for them for probably over about 15 years now.
And what do you love about playing for the team, Paige?
The friendships, a lot of people who were there have been there since the start. For example, our manager, Rich, who I believe you've spoken with before, when I joined at probably, well, I was 9 years old when I first started and then re-engaged with ladies football at 16. So ever since then, I'm nearly 30 now. So ever since then, pretty much the core of the team is still the same. So it's just lovely to be able to have 2 days a week where you see everyone continuously. And obviously, our love for football also helps with that as well.
Absolutely. I remember mentioning to Rich and various ones from the club when I've spoken to Railway, what I love about it is there's a real sense of community.
Absolutely. I mean, we're at a level where we don't get paid and you've got to really sort of love the game and love who you're spending every weekend with to keep coming back. Otherwise, there's no point.
I mean, with regards to the season so far, I know from having spoken to other clubs as well at grassroots level, the weather has played such a major part, particularly in recent weeks. It just won't dry up. How frustrating has that been?
I mean, yeah, it's frustrating because obviously we're going to be backlogged for games towards sort of May, end of May time. We'll probably finish our season now. And obviously once you get yourself geared up to play on a Sunday and then last minute it gets called off, it can be quite disappointing, but just sort of take it with a pinch of salt and just it's beyond everyone's control. And even if we are playing and we can get a game on a pitch that's boggy, it doesn't make it as enjoyable because you can't really sort of play at the standard that you want to, but that's grassroots for you, isn't it?
Well, that's it, yeah. It's part and parcel of it, unfortunately, but I know exactly what you mean. You want that flow, don't you, in a match, really, to go. So for anybody who hasn't been following, just tell us how you're doing as a team and the season so far, as it were.
So Railway First Team, I'll do a bit of brief overview of all three teams, but Railway First Team, we're currently sat around third in the league. Last week we played top of the league and we got a win, which is really encouraging for us. It's been quite a few changes in the past year with sort of bringing new people in and just bonding as a team. So it's going pretty well, to be fair. Lots of goals have been scored. Team morale's really good. Then you've got the reserves team who started, I believe, last season. It was their first season ever playing as a football team because Railway's always sort of been a one-team club for the women. And then we've had that much interest over the last couple of years that we've been able to sort of have a reserves team as well, who are absolutely smashing their second season. I believe they're comfortably third, pushing for second. Great 10-0 win last week. And then you've got
the development who, again, people football or people who haven't played for a very long time, just their first season, who were doing really well as well. I think they're second in their league as well.
Brilliant stuff. And I mean, with regards to that increased interest, is it as simple to put it down to the success and the prominence of the Lionesses, or is it that combined with all the fantastic work that you do as a club within the community?
I mean, it's probably fair to say a bit of both. Obviously, more exposure through the media and through seeing like-minded, talented people doing really well. Obviously, you're going to G people up and give them the motivation to go try it. Obviously, with Harrogate especially having quite a close link to the Lionesses as well, people will think, obviously, it's a nice sport, it's a good environment, why not? And then with what the club's built as well, being able to have three teams to allow more people at different levels to come play instead of thinking there's only sort of one ability level that people can join. There's sort of room for everyone now, which is always open for people to come sort of experience what it's like. A lot of players, especially sort of at the first team, like myself, like I said, I'm 30, quite average age is probably about 28, 30. There's going to be a point where quite a lot of us stop playing or people will stop playing in the future. So there's sort of a pathway that we're sort of trying to build up to make it more structured, to show people that if you want to come at this level, then this is where you can go. And then obviously the more experience you have, pushing up to further levels in leagues and stuff. So anything's possible really, but we're just sort of enjoying the very early journey of where we are at the moment.
And is it just a case of if there are young ladies listening, or maybe mums and dads who've got young ladies who are interested, and boys as well, obviously, because I mean there's loads of different teams within Harrogate Railway. Just simply do a search online and get in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's welcome. Even if it's just a sort of conversation, to reach out to anyone on Facebook or myself, just to sort of get a gist of what's going on. Like you mentioned before, especially with like young boys as well, I think they start with soccer kids as well in Harrogate, which have like a pathway to Railways boys and the juniors and that sort of thing. So it's just sort of word of mouth, and just don't be scared to ask. I mean, you can turn up to one session if a child or anyone of any age really has an interest. They can always go down to one session if they like it, great. Keep coming. If not, at least they've tried it. But it's always open.
And what about yourself, Paige? Do you look to keep on playing, or would you like to go into coaching?
I don't know, really. I'll play, obviously, as much as I can. I've said for many years, oh, this is my last one. But I just can't give it up. But there probably will come to a stage where I think maybe I probably will go down to the more coaching sort of route, but the type of person I have, I've probably got about 5 more years in me.
Absolutely, if you're enjoying it, crack on, do it, definitely. Yeah. And just finally, obviously we're featuring yourself and the other ladies teams as well for International Women's Day. How important is it to you as a young lady involved in women's football that there is such a day to highlight women across the globe and all the amazing things that are going on?
It doesn't just narrow down to football, does it? Just women in general. I mean, over the past probably 5-10 years, there's been more of a focus and more star and a light put onto women exceeding in excellence and stepping out of what they should sort of conform to in normally, and having barriers broken just to be able to try what they want. I mean, like you mentioned before, having conversations with sort of Knaresborough Town, Harrogate Town ladies, Ripon. I mean, such a small county with so many opportunities to play football. I mean, I've got good friends in all of those teams, and without sort of a sport like football or people supporting women through it, you don't make these friendships, and you don't get to sort of meet different people. And it's really important, and it's great that you're sort of celebrating it and talking about it.